אנחנו בשיעור נקרא קטעים נבחרים מתוך
We are reading chosen excerpts from the piece.
השלום בעולם.
You can ask questions live during the lesson. The piece, chosen excerpts.
Yeah, we, as everybody understands, are in a very special period of the corporeal and spiritual development of the world. We left our previous state we were in, where we used to behave according to our egoistic nature 100% in every direction, and family, business, attitude towards nature, attitude towards ourselves, everything was completely to the egoistic hands of man, just controlled everything possible. All these things have come to an end. Not everything, and not to a complete end, but actually, yeah, we see that something here is going to end. Something is going to shrink. And our attitude as it was before changes. The new generation isn't really chasing the same values we were chasing for thousands of years. They chase other things that are a bit vague, we don't really understand them, but meaning not money, fame, and control. But want something else except for that. Something is important, not money so much, and not honor, even disregards honor, what we respect there, and also control, what to control, who to control. He has his own things. And we need to understand where we're at. We're not going back to our life. We talked about it 2 months ago. Today it's even more clear. Tomorrow it will be even more clear. Each and every month we'll see as much as we've truly, we came out of the framework of our previous life, and that we can't go back there. Not only us, also governments won't be able to manage the world as they were before. All the finance people won't be able to control the world as they did. Businessmen won't be able to control the world as they did. The world is starting to change its inner software. That's why this is truly where everybody are becoming confused. They don't know what's going on, losing their workplaces, where they can make money, a secure place, all kinds of the offices, factories. We don't know how to get along in this new world. That's what's going on. And this process, it's not too long, but also not too short. That's why we need to learn these quotes from the peace in the world, because we should be a bit more wise about this in the states that we're reaching. So, please, let's learn.
The piece, chosen excerpts, excerpt number 7. The collective and the individual are one and the same, and the individual is not harmed because of his enslavement to the collective, since the freedom of the collective and the freedom of the individual are one and the same too. And as they share the good, they also share the freedom. Thus, good attributes and bad attributes, good deeds and bad deeds are evaluated only with respect to the benefit of the public. Of course, the above words apply if all the individuals perform their role toward the public to the fullest and receive no more than they deserve, nor take more than their friends share. But if a part of the collective does not behave accordingly, as a result, they not only harm the collective, but they too are harmed. We should not discuss further something that is known, to all, and the aforesaid is only to show the drawback, the place that needs correction, namely that each and every individual will understand that his own benefit and the benefit of the collective are one and the same. And by this, the world will come to its full correction.
Meaning that there's a long way here until each and everyone understands that the best state is that it'll be good for him and the whole world. And if it'll be good for the world, it'll be good for him. And that it's completely equal to one another, that each one will know that he should be concerned for himself and everybody equally, then the world will reach the good state for sure.
Yeah.
So that is the direction that we see we need to get closer to. Whether we want to or not, understand or not, we have to take this as a fact that stands before us according to development of nature. It must be revealed, and we, to that state, we need to reach that. The good of the world and the good of the individual are one and the same. Because we're all in an integral system, and we all depend and we're all connected to one another, it's given to all of us from nature. That's why one who separates himself from the public in the end will suffer more than everybody else. Because he separates himself. It's like a cell of some organ that wants to slice himself from the body. How will we live? So from day to day, we'll feel ourselves, specifically now in the time we're in that global integral world, we will feel how we are all dependent on one another, and everyone is dependent on the other. And in this way, we will advance only in that way. Meaning, if you see that some government, that some finance circles, all kinds of opportunists are pulling in the direction of separating people from one another, so just know that those things won't be able to exist in time, and they will all crumble. They'll fall, because nature will only keep what it needs to bring to unity. Okay? Now, a few minutes of a workshop. Why is nature forcing us towards unity? Please. Quick. Just to wake up a bit. Why is nature forcing us to unity?
Nature's forcing us to unite, to connect, because this is its quality and the end of the way for all people to achieve equivalence of form with nature and the Creator, which is connection and love.
Nature wants to be good to us, for us to be like him in his qualities. That's why he's forcing us to come closer to him. It's not obligating us. If we make an effort to come close to Him will feel the good, just like in nature.
There was only one soul created, and we have to go back to that state, reconnect into that state.
Yeah, it's forcing us because we can't force ourselves. There's a bigger thought than us that from it we all have to connect.
To add that, because nature is forcing us to unite, it's simply forcing us to be like it, to become like it, to turn us into a kli that could experience in it the nature of the Creator.
Rav, if we run towards unity faster than the plan of nature, or if we don't want to reach unity according to the plan of nature, so how will nature work on us? All in all, the principle is very simple. We need to be connected integrally, all of us, between one another, in a nice, good connection. If we're drawn to it, then we feel good because we're working along with nature in the same direction, according to the same software. If we're not drawn to it, and nature is being drawn to unity, so we're going against nature. And in according to that, we feel all kinds of trouble and blows. That's the whole matter. Nothing but that. Look how simple this principle is. Now the question is for the workshop, how do we explain this to ourselves and to others? Please.
יצא לי לראות בתקופה של הקורונה לקחתי המלצה של הרב שהוא אמר תראו
during the coronavirus I watched nature movies according to Rav's recommendation, so I took the time to do it with my children, and I was really impressed to see how nature, still vegetative, animate, are working in an interconnected way on all levels, things that I wasn't familiar with. And suddenly, I started understanding what a tremendous, enormous world we're living in that we're disconnected from. You simply look at human species and you see how opposite we are. So to start from a whole, more whole and complete place and then turn to human nature and see how opposite we are. And here it's easier to understand where are we and what do we have to do in order to fix it.
We can see that on all degrees of connection, on the still vegetative and animate, we can see it. On the speaking level, it's hard to see it, but it's not that he's disconnected from these rules, he just hasn't revealed them yet. And if we go against those rules, we suffer. So here what we need is to reveal this force working on us, and we have to assume that that is working on us, and what we have to do to be in equivalence with it and not get blows for it to bring us to equivalence.
Man has discovered plenty of laws in nature, and from day to day, the more we discover these laws, what we see is that nature is all the time occupied with how to restore its balance, how to reach balance. And the approach of our ego is the complete opposite. We're not looking for balance. Maybe we can go out and explain, because Maybe this is what people are looking for, that nature aspires for balance. We're not headed in that direction. Let's do it.
The evolution wants to make a higher being of man, that he'll be like the force of nature itself.
So, excerpt number 8. Each and every individual feels himself in the world of the Creator as a sole ruler, that all the others were created only to ease and improve his life, without feeling any obligation whatsoever to give anything in return. In simple words, we will say that the nature of each and every person is to exploit the lives of all other people in the world for his own benefit, and all that he gives to another is only out of necessity. Even then, there is exploitation of others in it. But it is done cunningly, so his friend will not notice it and concede willingly. The reason for this is that the nature of every branch is close to its root, because man's soul extends from the Creator, who is one and unique, and everything is his. Likewise, man who extends from him feels that all the people in the world should be under his own governance and for his own private benefit. This is an unbreakable law. The only difference is in people's choices. One chooses to exploit people by obtaining lowly lusts, and one by obtaining governance. While the third by obtaining respect. Furthermore, if one could do it without much effort, he would agree to exploit the world with all three together: wealth, governance, and respect. However, he is forced to choose according to his possibilities and capabilities. This law can be called the law of singularity in man's heart. No person escapes it. Rather, each and every one takes his share in that law, the great according to his size and the small according to his size.
Meaning that all of us are opposite of the Creator. He is entirely to bestow to all from all his might and thought and desires. And we are the opposite. All our forces, all our might, all our thought, we all just want to receive everything for ourselves and take apart and disassemble and empty the others. God forbid not fill the others. We don't want them to exist. Just me, I exist, and I fill myself. That is our nature. That's my nature. That by this, we're completely opposite of the Creator. We need to depict this very well, how opposite we are. That there's nothing here that there's no contact point between us and the Creator, because there's no equivalence of form in anything. In what could there be? Only if the Creator, when he made an opposite form of himself, like an inverse form, and created us from that inverted point that he created us, We have a connection with him. Only through that point. In that point, there's no good or bad or anything. There's only the contact point. There, we can come in contact with the Creator and ask of Him for correction. Imagine there's a world of all bestow, or a ball that is all bestow, and another ball that is all reception, and there's a point of contact between them that there's no reception and no bestowing. There is such a thing because He created us. He made us opposite of the ball of bestow. There's a ball of reception, and we can turn to Him through that contact point. And then ask. So, Kabbalists say, in us, even though we're in the force of reception, we have an ability to change ourselves and turn from this contact point from one ball to the other and ask from that big, nice ball, the Creator of the world, Ein Sof, the world of correction, the corrected world, to turn to there and get the forces to correct. We can. And that's how we advance. That's why we only have to study how to do it, how to connect from our nature, from our opposite nature to the Creator. That is called going from reason to above reason. It's all in our hands. We can attain this. Are there questions? Only a chovot.
Morei Yakar, Rav Yakar, Mikodem Ne'emar Shateva Shelano Gazlani.
Rav, previously it said that we have a terrible nature that we're like
opposite of the Creator.
But there is some kind of similarity because of root and branch, and now it said that we're the opposite of the Creator. This is something I'm more familiar with. So how did these two things go together?
We are opposite of the Creator, and we have to attain how opposite we are. To the extent that we discover that oppositeness, we ask to resemble Him. Then this oppositeness becomes oviut. The opposite becomes oviut of the soul, and to resemble becomes the purity of the soul. And in that way, we put ourselves, even though we are opposite, in the matter, in the will to receive, but in the intention, in the will to bestow, we are similar to the Creator. That's how we reach correction.
Челябинск.
We were made the opposite of the Creator. We're headed toward connection with the Ten. Drawing the light, even enjoying it. But our ego doesn't want to disseminate. It resists. It hates the idea of dissemination. What should we do?
When I think of dissemination, I have big breaks stopping me. These breaks can come from all kinds of reasons. First of all, it's unpleasant. Why should I speak about such things to strangers? So don't speak to strangers. You have to first see those people who want to hear. That's one thing. Second, we need to take care of ourselves. Why do we need to take care of others, right? And more, there are a lot of breaks, questions on the path. So I'll tell you one thing. A person who does not take care of others in society, he cannot take care of himself. He walks around like a dog around his tail constantly in the same place, because you depend on the others as much as you, through you, help others connect to the Creator, and according to that, you get the forces and the desire, raise it to the Creator, and get a filling, meaning without connecting to the others that are below you, you won't get any fulfillment from the Creator. As much as you study or do, you don't have the kli to receive the filling. We learn that from the wisdom of Kabbalah. This is what we really have to learn about. So I'm asking Dudi and Akoka there to, and Yenivsi, prepare such excerpts from Tess or Pticha, the preface that we'll see from Zohar, that we'll see that without connecting to the lower one, also the upper one can't rise to the upper one. And we'll learn about it. So it all depends only on dissemination, especially at our time. And whoever doesn't take part in this, he won't have a connection with the Creator, won't have any connection to the Creator. He'll get some kind of mind or feeling, but to truly develop, he won't be able to. Because development is by me connecting to the lower one, getting a deficiency, raising that deficiency to the upper one, getting a fulfillment from the upper one, and passing it to the lower one. So on the way, when I bestow to the upper one and fill the lower one, that's how I fill myself too. Also with the vessels of the lower one and with the lights of the upper one. PT
25.
On the other hand, Rav, there is the opposite problem. Some of the friends feel that dissemination fulfills you, gives you lots of strength, and then you neglect the hard work of working in the 10. What is the correct balance that should be? Why do these two things support one another?
No, if the 10 is something else, I'm speaking about disseminating outside the 10. In the 10 you must. That's not called dissemination. The fact that I'm working with my friends in the 10, that's not dissemination. I'm building my home. My vessel, it's not outside of me. This is called me. The whole 10 is me. That's the Havaya. Dissemination means that we come out of the 10 to external public, and that's where we disseminate the method of correction. That's called dissemination.
But if this action really fills a person, he feels the fulfillment that he receives from disseminating to others, he gets the strength from it, he could enjoy it. So what's the meaning of work in the 10 then?
That they'll enjoy in order to bestow. What's the problem? Why should it stop him? I guess they're not speaking enough on the purpose of a dissemination. But we can't stop. Whoever stops dissemination stops himself. No doubt about it. Okay. Okay, so, well, Itatu.
Buongiorno Rav, una domanda. C'è differenza tra divulgare al 99% o divulgare Kabbalah rispetto all'avanzamento spirituale della persona? Grazie.
Rav, is there a difference between disseminating to the 99, meaning integral dissemination, or the wisdom of Kabbalah in relation to our advancement?
There's a matter of this and that. Every day, as much time as I have, an hour or two at least, I have to devote to dissemination to a completely external, distant public, except for me answering a lot of questions and answers and letters and so on and so on. And all kinds of other circles here. But at least until 2 hours every day is disseminating to publics of the 99, as we say. That are completely external. There I'm not speaking about the wisdom of Kabbalah, I speak about the development of the world and so on. To that same direction, but not, I don't mention the wisdom of Kabbalah, I don't use the words. Focus group. Oh no, they don't have it. They don't have a question. They used to. So if not, we should go back again to Florida.
Yes. This nature of wanting to destroy everything in my path for my own reception, doesn't there come a time when I see that I need the others, and isn't this a point of a change of the heart? Does this happen?
If you see you need them, that's not a problem anymore. They want you to work above that, above you seeing it, a bit above your reason. That you hear the teacher, you hear Bala Sulam, and you go and you do it.
Info.
טוב, חברים יקרים, תכף ברייט, חבר שלנו נדווח על...
Okay, dear friends, so soon Bright will tell us about Africa, and thanks to the English department, there's a huge deficiency from Asia, Africa, a very big number of students signed up. We're asking for the whole world, please, thought, so these friends become part of our groups in the future. So, Bright, please.
Thank you, friends. We just want to give a quick update about what we've been doing on our online dissemination. We mainly disseminate through Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and we have five main Francophone pages that serve French Africa, and we have four other English-speaking Facebook pages from South Africa, from Kenya, from Ghana, and Ethiopia. And friends from Benin, Cameroon, Congo, Ivory Coast, and Togo also keep disseminating our materials by publishing excerpts from Rav's blogs, short video extracts, and lessons from the Rav and conversation talks. And we have friends from Canada also supporting. Catherine also helps with managing this Francophone online dissemination. And we currently have a Facebook group in which we welcome new points in the heart. And this group currently has over 4,000 students. So we're excited to let you know about it. And the influence we're giving to the world shouldn't be underrated, because due to the constraints we have, we still have a lot of people behind the scenes that we're yet to attract to the path. So Thank you, friends, for your support. L'chaim.
ונמשיך ללוז שלנו להיום. אנחנו ניפגש ב-10:30 בבוקר לישיבת כתבים יחד עם הרב, משודר ומתורגם. מוזמנים להיכנס ברשתות החברתיות. 1:30 יש שיעור פתיחה מוקלט עד 2:30. אחר כך מ-4 עד 5 הוובינר העולמי של הרב בשידור ישיר. ואחר כך ניפגש כל החברים מהעולם ב-7:15 לישיבת החברים העולמית. ואיתי?
כן, רק שתי נקודות לציון. נקודה ראשונה זה לגבי הנראות שלנו. בואו באמת נעזור אחד לשני בתוך העשיריות, לשים לב איך אנחנו יושבים, עם איזה בגדים אנחנו לבושים. זה מאוד 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 חשוב. כל הזמן במהלך שירים, במהלך השידור, מראים קבוצות, מראים את כולנו. את כולנו, וכולנו נמצאים עכשיו בתוכנית הטלוויזיה הכי רבת משתתפים. אז כל אחד
We have to help each other and everyone should take responsibility on how we appear on screen, how you look, and if you're already broadcasting, you see that red sign that tells you that you've gone live. Don't ask, can you hear me? You see the red, you see it, that's it. You're already live, and just start asking your question. So let's prepare ourselves, do everything that we have to, and prepare ourselves in advance. Thank you very much, and let's sing.
L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'union des amis. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'union des amis. Un pour tous, tous pour un pour tous, tous pour un pour tous, tous pour un. Nous arriverons au but. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'union des amis. Un pour tous, tous pour un pour tous, tous pour un pour tous, tous pour un. Nous arrivons au but. Un pour tous, tous pour un pour tous, tous pour un. Nous arrivons au but. La 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 la. Nous arrivons au but. Un pour tous, tous pour un pour tous, tous pour un pour tous, tous pour un. Nous arrivons.